Have you ever prayed that God would deliver you out of some terrible scenario, but only if He would do it according to the conditions you set? I imagine we've all have at some point, but a truth that we must learn quickly is that God will not be used as a means to our own selfish goals. The stage is set for the next part of the pattern we have grown accustomed to in the book of Judges. We are expecting that the people will repent. But as we read, we find something new. The Israelites speak of their sin against God. And then God, it seems, begins to recount His faithfulness to deliver them out of the hand of the different enemies. In fact, He lists off 7 times when He has done this. Does this mean He has delivered them only 7 times? Well, no, but it does mean that God has been completely faithful, without imperfection, absolutely gracious and dependable to do all that He said He would do. But now there is a twist. God says in Judges chapter 10, verse 13, "No more." God tells the people, "Run to the gods that you serve now. Run to all that they promise you and hold out in front of you. Run to them for deliverance and see if they, your taskmasters, will deliver you." And the people, it seems, deepen their repentance. They confess again. They get rid of their idols and started going back to the old ways. But the episode ends with God being exasperated with the people. This is not a statement of God's growing compassionate with the people's plight. This is a statement of God's growing anger at their false repentance. God is rejecting what the people have said. So what exactly is going on here? God always sees through the attempts of the Israelites and ourselves to use Him as a means for our own end. The Israelites were in trouble. They were distressed. Their land is being threatened. Their livelihood is at stake. Their comfort and convenience is being taken away. So to whom do you turn in order to get all the things you want? You turn to God, of course. You use Him as a pawn to get what you really want. And that's what they were doing. God, we messed up and now we are in trouble. Please deliver us. And we will return to you if you deliver us this day. Well, when does man's repentance towards God come with conditions? And when did man ever gain any bargaining power or leverage with God? When did humans ever get one over on God so as to put Him into our debt? And when do we get to act as if God needs us and what we have to offer? Do you see this here? The Israelites say, "Do whatever you think is best on one condition. Deliver us today. We want you, God, but only if we can have this deliverance right now." Well, God will not be mocked in this way. So do you see the downgrade here? They have grown so far from the Lord, so cool towards the Holy God, that they do not recognize Him as the Almighty One in need of nothing. And here we see a picture of some of our own attempts at trying to gain God's approval and rescue. God, if you do this for me, I will do this for you. God, if you deliver me from this snare, I promise to do this for you. That's not repentance towards God. That's not a heart broken over the condition of our sin. It demonstrates a heart broken over getting caught in sin. And so we must walk with Jesus day by day to keep a soft heart of true repentance. When you pray today, please remember Filomeno Kakilala and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the English Native American Life Word broadcast heard in America.